Welcome to the Vetiver Vibes podcast. We're your hosts, Nikki, Rachel, and Rhonda, certified clinical aromatherapists coming to you from Ontario, Canada, and on the internet everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Accentria, a leading online school for aromatherapy. Accentria is your go-to source for clinical aromatherapy certification programs that are recognized by NAHA and the Canadian Federation of Aromatherapists.
If you want to learn more about how to use aromatherapy with kids, check out their website, www.schoolofaccentria.com. We're excited that you've given your time to be here with us, knowing you'll get the best essential oil scoop.
Welcome to Vetiver Vibes. I'm Rachel Dean, and I'm here with Nikki Frazier. And today we're going to talk about using personal inhalers with your essential oils. So Nikki, why don't you start us off with letting us know why we might want to use a personal inhaler as opposed to some of our other essential oil delivery methods.
Yes, personal inhalers are fantastic because they are compact and you can take them anywhere. They're about the size of a lip balm, easily able to put into your pocket, into your purse, into a car, you know, and just have it on the go. Only you get the benefit of the oils, which is really good safety wise. If you're in an office setting and you want to bring oils with you, diffusing in an office setting often isn't safe because you don't know anyone else's health history. And so diffusing something could actually trigger a health condition for someone else. Whereas using a personal inhaler, you're the only one getting those benefits, which is fantastic.
Awesome. So how do you go about making a personal inhaler?
This is the easy and simple part of it. So personal inhaler, if you're on the YouTube video watching this, this is kind of what it looks like for anyone on the podcast. Is like I said, it's just the size of a little lip balm container. There is a top part that's the lid. And so what I have here are the cheap little plastic ones. You can get glass ones. You can get all kinds of different ones. These are the most common. They are the least expensive. They don't have any metal in them. Sometimes the oils, especially some people put salt in them also, and the salt can corrode the metal. The glass ones are absolutely beautiful, but these ones are just really nice, compact. Like I said, they're just the easiest ones to find and the cheapest ones. So you have a lid that just kind of goes over the actual nasal part that you're smelling. And then at the bottom, you have the cap to hold a cotton wick inside of it. So you have the base, a cotton wick, the inhaler part itself, and then the cap.
And so what's the cotton wick do?
So this is what you actually put the essential oils on, the cotton wick.
And how do you know what to put on and how much to put on?
So this is where, you know, the art of blending comes in, whatever you're looking to do. If you're making a blend for immune, then you would pick your essential oils for immune health. If you're looking for a blend, so this purple one here that I have, this was my morning sickness blend that I had throughout two of my pregnancies. It had ginger, coriander, peppermint, and fennel in it, just in the morning. Not just the morning, let's be real. Morning sickness has the worst name it's all day. I was thankfully never violently ill, but the nausea was constant.
I remember the nausea. Been a few years for me, but I do remember the nausea.
So it's, and this was actually, this is the one that I keep finding and losing and finding and losing. And it honestly, this is from my third pregnancy, which she will be 5 this December. So that's how old this personal inhaler is here. And now I can definitely smell the oxidization. I can smell the dust, but I can also still smell the oils. Just to let you know. I don't
recommend. So you wouldn't want to use one that's 5 years old, right?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Not recommended. But just to say that, you know, if you're thinking that they're going to evaporate quickly, this is where the cotton wick, they don't evaporate quickly. Some people put a carrier oil on the wick. They say that it grounds it more. I personally don't find the need for that.
I've never needed that either. No, I find that it's not great by itself.
Yeah. So really it's just whatever you're looking to have, instead of diffusing it in a diffuser, you'd put it on a personal inhaler. Allergies. I didn't have environmental allergies until after my first pregnancy. And so I have a blend, especially in the spring, that I pull out, and it's amazing for my fall allergy or my spring allergies. I'll spend 3 days with it almost shoved up my nose. and I'm exaggerating there. Please don't shove them up your nose. But I spend 3 days smelling them constantly. And then by day 4, I smell them maybe twice a day. And then that's it. I'm good to go. They usually subside after that. So, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, I find that I use mine mostly for like a pick-me-up and like mid-afternoon pick-me-up kind of thing, just to pull it out of my purse when I'm getting sleepy. And I find that that helps me a lot. And I also find that studying. So when mm-hmm. I'm studying like a lot of things for either aromatherapy stuff or I have to read a lot of contracts for my day job. So sometimes I pull them out and can use them for that too. So they're very helpful.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get back to how do you actually make them? Now, yes. I will say we have a video on exactly how to make them. So we can, I'll post that in the show notes as well. So that it's very straightforward.
Yes.
But generally, how do you make them? So we've got the wick, the cotton wick, we've got the top, the bottom, and the cover. So what do we do with the wick?
So the easiest thing to do is if you have a little glass container, I just happen to have a glass plate beside me. So honestly, I would just put it on a glass plate or in a glass bowl, anything like that. Just drop about 10 to 15 drops in total onto the wick, just spreading it out throughout. So if you have 4 essential oils, you know, whatever the blend is that you're making, then you can drop them all onto the wick. Once that's done, you can use a pair of tweezers if you really want to, especially if it's not for yourself. Pick up the wick and just pop it into the personal inhaler part itself. And then you put on the base just to hold the wick in. You snap it into place. And then you've got the lid that you can put on. And don't be like me and forget to label it. And then you have to label it. Definitely. I have lots of stuff that I don't label. And then I'm like, what is this? And I'm smelling everything to remember what it is. and then it's easy as that. You just unscrew the lid. And to actually use it, this is where I'm a big believer in 3 deep breaths. So you just hold it in front of your nose. You, like I said, not up your nose, in front of your nose, just so that it's kind of, I don't know, a good 1 to 2 finger widths apart. Like away from your nose, and just take 3 deep breaths, centering yourself and really also tapping into what you're using this for. So Rachel, you said for studying, right? Or just concentrating. So then just like, and just visualizing yourself studying, concentrating, doing what you need to do, and then exhale. And just 3 deep breaths like that. It'll help, like I said, ground you, and the visualizing comes into it also, making it extra
well, that
beneficial.
Ties back into, we were talking a bit in one of our other podcasts about emotions, and just sometimes when you just stop to actually like breathe, mm-hmm. It's enough that it just helps bring everything back, and the essential oils then can help you from there. But absolutely. Sometimes we all just need to slow down a little bit, and it's really good for that.
It is, and that's why I find personal inhalers. So I mentioned allergies, morning sickness, you mentioned studying. The biggest thing that I really, really love is for any kind of mood management. Our mm-hmm. emotions are directly related to our mind frame and how we shape things with our mind. So, you know, 2 people can experience the exact same situation, but how we perceive it or how we can wrap our mind around it, 2 people experiencing the same thing can react drastically different. So if someone...
That's called dialectical thinking.
It is. Thank you for that, because it was slipping my mind. and so this is where, you know, using that personal inhaler, if you are feeling depressed or anxious or stressed or anything along those lines.
You know me, I love having my happy oils with me. So
exactly.
Definitely a personal inhaler filled with happy oils is my way to go.
Absolutely. And this is when those first feelings of like, oh, like I can't get out of bed, or I can't focus on this, I can't focus on that, because the stress is too much. You can't get out of your head. Reaching for the personal inhaler, taking those three deep breaths, you're grounding yourself, but the oils, the happy oils are elevating you up. They're hitting, the smell is going to your olfactory, which is then sending the message to all the other parts of the brain that's needed. And, you know, your body is then reacting to the essential oils, which is what we want.
Definitely. Definitely. It makes it totally worthwhile to have these in my life.
It does.
It's a drastic change for sure.
And especially if you're trying to bring back certain memories also, like we've talked about on other episodes, smell is, there's a lot of memories that come with smell. So if you're in a stressful situation and you want to think of a happy moment, you know, finding the oils that you associate with a happy moment, once you smell them in your personal inhaler, you'll be more easily brought back into that happy moment.
Well, also that's why they suggest using like rosemary for studying, because when you use it, and if you use it every time you're studying and then you go and write your exam, say, and you smell it, then it brings back all of those times. So, you know, if you really hate rosemary, find another oil that would work too. But yeah, those are definitely helpful ways that you can use them for mm-hmm. sure. And also having something like that, ideally a teacher will not be upset that you bring in a personal inhaler, because it's not going to affect anybody else, but it can help you for sure.
Exactly. And you just said teacher, like this is perfect for a lot of high school kids. So many mm-hmm. high school kids with the hormone peaks, the so drama many. as a high school counselor for many, many years, the amount of stuff that I've seen is always interesting. And having something like a personal inhaler, giving that to your high school kid is perfect, where they can just, you know, step out, take a breath, and then go back into what they need to be doing and focusing on.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you think that we need to hear about, Nikki?
The only other thing is these little ones are pretty much a one-time use. The glass ones that I mentioned, those can be reused several times, but these little ones, you could maybe use them a couple of times if you're re-putting in the same blend, things like that. But, and then they would be good for about 6 months to a year, I would say. Some people Great. Say 3 to 6 months. Honestly, I've used them up to a year and I don't find that they've gone that bad. 6 months is more ideal. They'll be at their best 6 months and under, but between 6 months and 12 months, they can still definitely have a great effect on you. And I know I've mentioned salt a few times. So if you didn't want to use a cotton wick, the other thing is you could put like pink Himalayan salt or anything like that and drop the essential oils on the salt itself and put that in. It's another way that some people like to use them. Salt is known to help open airways. So especially if you're making a blend for supporting your respiratory system, that would be just another thing that you could look into doing.
And one last thing while I'm thinking about it, do you need to dilute them? We talked about you don't really need to use a carrier oil, but there's not really any reason to dilute them, right, Nikki?
No, because we're not putting them on our skin, right? We're just inhaling exactly. them. And as I said, some aromatherapists like to add carrier oil to it. They say that it just helps anchor the aromas. But myself, I've never found the need and I've never noticed the need to do that.
So whatsoever. It's optional. People Absolutely. Can try that if they want, yeah. for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Like I said, about 10 drops. The other thing, children, you could do more around 8 drops. Something like that, 8 to 10 drops. Adults, about 10 to 12 drops is what I would put in the inhaler.
Well, thank you very much, Nikki, for having this lovely talk today. So thank you for tuning into Better for Vibes, the Essential Oil Scoop. I'm Rachel Dean, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode was brought to you by Essentia. a leading online aromatherapy school. You can join the free Introduction to Essential Oil course at www.schoolofessentia.com.
If you love this episode or you got a lot of value out of it, please make sure you share it with someone in your community who you think will enjoy it too. If you haven't already subscribed or reviewed the show yet, please go over to your preferred streaming platform and hit subscribe, then leave a review. This is the best way to help support us, and we appreciate it. Email us with a screenshot of your review, and you will be entered into our monthly draw for a free mini course.
This podcast is for information purposes only. We are certified clinical aromatherapists and holistic health professionals. If you have a medication concern, please refer to your health team. Everyone's health is unique to themselves, so the topics and suggestions stated may or may not apply to you directly.